Okay, so 1 Peter, the second chapter, verses 13 through 25, too much for us to dive into, so we're just going to break it down, right? And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to talk to you the way that God gave it to me when I read it. Is that okay with y'all? All right, so what new format, so we're going to stop here. Hopefully in about 12 minutes we'll be done, and then you guys can discuss some of the stuff we talked about just now, all right? Okay, here we go. So let's start reading. It says, respecting people in authority. Verse 13, it says, forsake, for the Lord's sake. We can stop right there. For the Lord's sake, right? That part there stood out to me a whole lot. What is it not saying? That's what I had to say. I'm like, man, what is it not saying? For the Lord's sake, right? It's not saying because somebody deserves it. Now, we're talking about respecting people in authority. It doesn't say because they deserve it. It doesn't say because they earned it. It doesn't say because they like it. You like them. It doesn't say because they treat you well. It doesn't say because you respect them or they respect you. It doesn't say because you value their opinion or they value your opinion. It just says for the Lord's sake. What's the next part? Submit yourselves to all human authority. That's the hard part. Right? All human authority. That's the really, really hard part. Right? So I served in the Army, and I was that type of kid. I'm still this type of guy, sorry. That I respect people, but not necessarily positions, but not necessarily the person. So as an E3, good Jesus, in case y'all don't know, that's like only the three levels up. There's nothing. Okay, there's nine of them. Okay, so there's nothing. I'm at work and whatever, and I worked in a joint environment, so there's this Air Force guy. Any Air Force people in the room? Good. All right, that means, so this Air Force guy, he was an E8, right, which is like a second to highest. And he's like, hey, Whit, I need you to go do such and such. And I was like, why do I have to do it? He's like, because I told you to. And I was like, that's not good enough for me. And you shouldn't be saying this, basically, in my rank, okay? And I'm like, what do you mean? That's not good enough for me. Why didn't you ask them to do it? Well, and I was like, I just did the last thing. He was like, well, you're going to do it because I told you to. And I was like, I literally laughed just like that. Like, yeah, no, I'm not doing it, bro. He was like, who do you think you're talking to? I was like, you. I'm confused. Like, dude, I'm not doing that. That makes no sense. I'm not doing it. Well, if you don't do it, I'm going to make you do push-ups. Now, usually when you get to the senior ranks in the Army or the Air Force, especially the Navy, okay, I ain't catch that. You got a little more. You ate a lot more than most people without exercising. Does that make sense? Usually when you get to, so he got this thing, I'm 19, like, bro, I'm super fit. I'm never doing a push-up until you can do more than me. Like, I don't really care what you say. So I had literally no respect for this man and nor his position. So I'm like, dude, I'm not doing that. And I laughed at his face like, I'll never do a push-up until you can do one. Like, what are you talking about? Like, get out of my face. I'm working. Just like that. So he leaves. He's like, oh, okay. And then, of course, my people come. Hey, let me holler at you. And I'm like, what's up? Hey, man, you can't talk to him like that. I'm like, why? Because he fat and trying to make me do push-ups. Like, I didn't get it. Does that make sense? No respect for authority. And I knew Jesus at the time, so it was not for God's sake. Does that make sense? So don't do what I do, in other words. Does that make sense? I was 19. Y'all judging me. You know what I'm saying? You see the look? Don't judge me. I was 19. All right, so for the Lord's sake, so don't do it, right? We got to respect everybody no matter what position they're in, no matter if we think they're in shape, or if we think that they're supposed to give it to us. It doesn't make a difference, right? Whether the king is as head of the state or the officials that has been appointed. So that guy had been appointed as over me at that time because he led the whole shift. But I didn't really care, right? Because I'm like, dude, why are you talking to me? Like, get out of my face. How many, anybody else act that way? Oh, yeah, thank you. I appreciate y'all not letting me have my hand up by myself. All right. All right, so the question that I have for you guys, right, are there people in your life that are in positions of authority that you have chosen not to respect, whether they're right, wrong, or indifferent? You don't have to answer, but really think about that, right? Some of us, it's the president. We're gonna keep going. Some of us is congressmen. Some of us it's our boss. Some of us it's our spouse. Some of us it's our kids. Some of us it's our pastor. Some of us it's whoever, the manager at our job, or the person that got the became the manager and when you should have, whatever the case may be. Some of us is those things. Who have we chosen not to have respect for that has that position, whether they're right, wrong, or indifferent? It's a question. Okay, so let's talk about it. So Peter continues on in verse 13 saying submit to everybody, right? Verse 14, it says, or the officials that have been appointed, for the king has sent them to punish those who do wrong and to honor those who do right. So it doesn't really matter if we think what they're doing is right or wrong. You got to remember that people in authority have a purpose, whether or not we know it. We was talking about this, Sean and I are in the back, that we got to know that God is sovereign no matter what. He knew who was going to be king. He knew who was going to be president. He knew who was going to be in charge. He knew all of those things. And usually we in this place for the betterment of ourselves so we can get better to be representatives of Christ. Does that make sense? Right? Even in the hard times. How many of y'all like hard times? Nobody but me. Okay, I'll take it. I enjoy hard times, right? Why? Because it's an opportunity for me to grow. It's an opportunity for me to see if the thing that God had placed in my life, the fruit of the Spirit, can actually come out. It's easy to be good when times are good. It's easy to thank God and be respectful and my boss is amazing. Of course, I'm going to respect him. Or I love the person that's in charge. It's easy to be really, really good and things going well and show the fruits of the Spirit when we're enjoying it. But when it's not going well, when it's hard, that's when it gets real for us. Does that make sense? And that's the stuff I absolutely love. I'm a little different, in case y'all didn't know. Right? So in positions of authority, right, they have a job to do, even if they're merely just representatives of authority. And I always say this, don't shoot the messenger. I think, anybody a cop in the room, like active cop? Okay, good. Right, so sometimes I feel like that about cops. Anybody else? Like, why are you pulling me over? Why are you messing with me? Like, move, man. Well, I'm in authority. And immediately I lose respect. Should I? Okay, I'm making sure y'all's paying attention. No, I shouldn't, but I do. So that's an area of my life that I got to be careful in, right? That I have to make sure that I'm respectful at all times. Even though he's just a representative doing the job, I was probably speeding. Anybody else got a heavy foot besides me? Yes, I was probably speeding. I probably did it, right? So he's not just messing with me. At least that's what I tell myself, right? All of this is for the Lord's sake, to show the world that his love is real and your life is changed and different and for the better because of Jesus Christ, right? So all of this we got to do just because of who God is, for God's name's sake, right? For him, for the Lord's sake, not for Mike, not for Mark, not for Jack, not for whoever you are. Don't worry about you. You're representing Christ. So we have to do this when we're looking at respecting people in authority, not thinking about self. Because a lot of times we're thinking about us. Well, my feelings are hurt, or I feel a certain type of way, right? All of that stuff. So it's important. Okay? And really, the truth is your testimony is what's going to win people over, right? And it's Revelations. Because we win people by the blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus, and the word of our, so you can say it, testimony, right? The word of our testimony. So in our testimony, it may not necessarily be what we say. It's how we live, our lifestyle, and the things that we do. Okay? Verse 15. It is God's will that your honorable lives should silence those ignorant people who make foolish accusations against you. Right? He didn't say that your words do it, but your good deeds, right? The good that you're doing would shut up a foolish person from talking ignorant about you. So we're supposed to do it with our, I heard somebody say, I preach loud and I preach often. If I have to, I use words. Your life should be, the way we live is what Peter's talking about right here, right? So we're supposed to walk the walk rather than just talking the talk, okay? So if my wife, my life is a certain way, if I'm living a certain way with my life, I don't have to tell people I'm a Christian. Like, man, how do you keep doing what this God tells us to do even though we know he's mistreating us? Because I'm supposed to. He's in authority. She's in authority. She's the person over it. It doesn't really matter as long as what they're telling us to do is not unethical, illegal, or immoral. Let's do what he got to do. Does that make sense? And it's very hard to do. I'm not telling you this is easy, but it takes a level of humility for us to do that. Okay? Let's go back to verse 15. It says, it's God's will for your honorable lives should silence those ignorant people who make foolish accusations against you. Y'all ever watch sports? Anybody? Oh, a lot more hands went up. Okay, good. Right, so we watch sports. Y'all ever seen a game or have you been this guy at the game that's heckling somebody? And then they do the thing, oh, you'll miss it. And then they shoot the three and Steph Curry it and hit it and look at the crowd and it silences it. Y'all ever seen that? That's basically what Christ wants us to do with our life. When they're making these examples, when they're coming at you, saying all this stuff, let your play do it. And here's an example of it right here.
Third down and five. Pressure from Thomas off the edge. Eli Manning stays on his feet. Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Inside the 25, and a timeout taken.
Oh, my God. This ball's thrown, and Tyree just goes up for it like a basketball player. Harrison trying to knock it down. And Eli, man, I don't know how he got out of there. I thought he was on the ground, and then he came out of the pile and just slings it. That's a great catch by David Tyree.
Jeez. Anybody else remember that game?
59 seconds left.
Isn't that when the Patriots were undefeated that year and were supposed to win the Super Bowl? That's the year, right? Pretty sure, right? So we got to silence the enemy just like that. That kind of sucked. I remember that game, right? It's insane. I was like, oh, there's no way he caught that. Oh, shoot. A lot of people just lost money, right? Everybody is betting. Don't be betting on games. Anyway, all right? So that's important, right? So we got to do the same thing with our lives, right? So when people are coming at us, you're supposed to be like, man, I don't really care what's happening. I'm here to serve God. I'm here to let my life represent Christ, okay? Verse 16, all right? So you are free, for you are free, yet you are God's slaves, so don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil, all right? Now, here's the question. Where in your life have you used your freedom in Christ to sin or do evil? Where in your life have you used your freedom in Christ to sin or do evil? Right? And, not respecting someone, right, with opposing views, could that be it? How you treat someone, or your loved ones when you're frustrated? Anybody else yell at their wife or kids besides me? Nobody else? Oh, thanks, man. I thank you. My hand be up by myself a lot. I don't appreciate it. Right? Then talk bad about a person, right, because you disagree. Anybody did that before? Use scripture to justify sinning, right? Say things like, God knows my heart. Anybody else says that? Okay, let me tell you when I say it. When I'm walking down the street and I see that beautiful young lady that I ain't supposed to be looking at, and I say, I'm just admiring God's creation. Anybody else? Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. I laughed at that because we do it, right? But where am I justifying it? Because am I just looking? And should I be looking like that? Should I be looking that long? Somebody said, don't look twice, so just keep looking once so you ain't got to look. No. Just kidding. Don't do that either, okay? Don't do that either, right? Don't do that either, right? It's just the lust in your heart. When you do it in your heart, you already did it. So just be careful there, okay? I figured y'all get a kick out of that, right? Yeah. All right, so verse 17. Let's go to verse 17. All right, real quick. It says, respect everyone and love the family of believers. Fear God and respect the king. When it says everyone, here's who's included in everyone. My wife and kids, my coworker, my boss, those you like and those you don't like, Republicans, Democrats, independents, sinners, homosexuals, LGBTQXYVZ, them people too, right? And even yourself. That's who's included in everyone. So we got to respect everybody, love everybody at the same time, right? Family of believers, all right? Love the body of believers, even though you have differing views or beliefs, right? Somebody may not have the same beliefs as you. It doesn't matter. Love them like they're your siblings, okay? Let's go to verse 18, and we'll stop right here. And I got a couple questions on the board. Verse 18, what does it say? It says, you who are slaves must submit to your masters with all respect. Do what they tell you, not only if they are kind and reasonable, but even if they are cruel. That's hard, right? That's very hard to do. But I didn't say it. I mean, Peter said it, and he's talking about just, you know what I'm saying? It's not me. Like, we all got to do this. 19, for God is pleased with conscious of his will, you patiently endure unjust treatment. I don't know about y'all, but I hate being unjustly treated. Anybody else? it's a crazy question. Anybody else got mistreated because of the color of their skin? I didn't think nobody would raise it. It's all good. Just kidding, guys. I'm sorry. Just kidding. I want y'all to laugh. Okay, here we go. So when you're unjustly treated, I don't have very much patience for when I'm unjustly treated, if I'm honest. I'm like, okay, bro. Like, all right, I got to walk away because I'm going to say something or I'm going to do something that I don't want to do. So I'm learning to be more patient there. And then verse 20 says, of course, you get no credit for being patient if you're beaten for doing wrong. Basically, when you do the wrong thing and you're patient, like, ah, yeah, I screwed that up. Yeah, slap me on the wrist. Whatever the case, you get no credit for that, right? But if you suffer for doing good and endure patiently, God is pleased with you. So when we go through the hard times, that's why I say I love them, God is pleased. As long as we do it in his will and using what he has for us, okay? And then here's the next question. After 19, and after here we go. It says, why must I respect those in authority, even when they are cruel? That's the question. Why must I respect those with authority, even when they are cruel? All right? And we read verse 20, and then I'll read this for you. And last question. Let's go to last question. It says, what area in my life can I operate with patience even when I'm being mistreated, right, when it's unjust? So those are the questions I kind of want y'all to go through, right? I'm sorry I took a little longer than I was supposed to. I told the story. But here we go. We're going to pray real quick. Pray out before you leave, and then take the pens and put that stuff up, and then we'll give you guys 10 minutes to talk. So let's pray over us, and we'll go from there. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this word. Thank you for this group of men who are dedicated to you, God, to learning, to being transparent, for authenticity, God, so they can get closer to you. Father, we thank you that your word that we're reading this week, God, will resonate with each and every one of us. We would learn to find, we would find ways that we can grow with in respect for those in authority, God. So as we thank you for leaving this place, God, we thank you for safe travels for everyone, and bless all of those that are here and that could not make it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.